This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This is what I'm into, old school J-Lo.
Yeah.
I like the old school stuff. Right. I mean, her new stuff's good too, but...
She's actually got a new song. Hold on, I have it here somewhere. With French Montana. Hold on, let me find it. J-Lo reveals new collaboration with French Montana. Medicine is the name of it. It's dropping soon. So by the time, you know, maybe that'll be a big hit by the time she comes to the SAP Center. If you want to go, June 13th, Jennifer Lopez coming to town. It's my party tour. Call number 9 right now. And the tickets go on sale a week from today. Used to have a little, now I got a lot.
She's got a lot of joint songs. Pitbulls here.
Yeah.
Ja Rule.
Was she one of the R. Kelly people, collaborators?
Oh.
I don't know. I don't recall a song with her and R. Kelly, but what do I know?
I don't see one.
I don't know. I'm just wondering. It seemed like everybody had one.
Yeah.
It was
hot back when.
How old are those twins of hers now?
Oh, I don't know. Double digits now?
Yeah, I think so. Because I'm looking at a picture of hers. Here's something really funny. Hmm. She goes shopping with her daughter. They go to H&M, H&M is great. I love H&M.
11.
Oh, she's 11 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Boy, time flies. Those kids were babies. Emmy and I can't remember the little boy's name. So she went shopping with her daughter. She has twins.
Uh-huh.
And you find the kid's name, the boy's name. So they walk in, right, to H&M, which is, I think it's sort of a discount place. Like, I'll go in there, I'll buy a shirt for $8, and I'll be like, okay, well, if I get one use out of this,
that's kind of, there's a particular thing that they call that kind of shopping. Or what H&M does, fast clothing, or
it's
turnaround clothing, something like that.
And it's great. And actually, I have a couple things from H&M that I wear fairly, like a T-shirt that it's holding together.
It's
and
good if you need like something flashy, maybe
sure,
or specific
right.
for this
a little layer
you have
something.
To do tonight
right. exactly.
or whatever. Yeah,
it'll look good for at least one.
It
wear.
Sounds like what I use Uniqlo for.
Okay,
I go to Uniqlo to get dress shirts.
Oh, there you go.
And I can just spill salsa right on them.
It doesn't even matter.
It's fine.
If you get one use out of it, it was worth the price.
I can bleach the hell out of that
so
thing.
So the ironic thing, though, is she walked in wearing over $100,000 worth of stuff. She goes shopping at H&M for her daughter.
Max and Emmy.
Oh, Max and Emmy.
Yeah,
that's
Max.
That's fair, though. Kids grow.
Yeah.
They outgrow stuff so fast. So
right.
I see, you know, I'm sure she's going to tell her kid, look, when you're old enough and your shoes and your feet stop growing, I'll get you whatever you want.
Yeah, we'll get you some vintage Tommy Choos.
Whatever.
Or whatever. So she was wearing a pair of sunglasses from her line.
Oh.
About $60. A fur-trimmed shawl and a matching baby blue Vince belted wool coat for about $700.
Right.
Worn over a cream-colored sweater and light-washed jeans, finished off with Alexander McQueen platform sneakers, which are $490. But the pricey piece here, the thing that puts it over $100,000, is the Hermès Birkin bag she's been carrying all week. Himalayan crocodile. You telling me there's mountain crocs? What? Where are the Himalayan crocodiles from? $100,000 for this bag. So I say this to
It's got to be a marketing thing, right? There's no way.
I don't
know. It's like Corinthian leather.
Right.
There's no,
they just made it up. Himalayan crocodiles? I mean, come on.
I'm sure it's a very well-made purse, but
the Himalayan crocodile Birkin is considered to be the world's rarest and most expensive handbag. Kim Kardashian and Victoria Beckham.
There was one alligator.
Yeah.
They
made three handbags out of it. It's worth $300,000 total. Apparently she is a huge Birkin enthusiast. Is that just the style of the bag, this Birkin? Here's a shot of the bag, Vinny.
Oh, it's a white, it's albino?
That's what it looks like. That's the only one I see here that popped up on YouTube.
So she owns one in every shade of the rainbow, and
wow.
She even uses her $19,000 yellow Kelly, they're calling it here. As
the cheapy?
It's only $19,000.
Cheap one.
And that's her gym bag. So she has one in every color of the rainbow. So I tell Bryn this, he goes, oh, yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah, it's normal for these people to walk into those stores.
He was saying, because you're...
My lady works in a high-end retail store. And
yeah.
These people just walk in. And you know what's crazier than the bags? Because I kind of, I guess I understand that. You spend 50 grand on a bag or more.
You
but
do.
There's shirts and jackets that are like 25 grand for a coat. Or a sweater.
Do those appreciate the way the bags do?
I have no idea. But
because they do say that people make investments in these high-end bags, like that they're going to become vintage and then they're going to be worth twice whatever you paid for.
Not if you use it and carry it around and put kids' diapers and stuff in
there. Or use it as your gym bag.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to...
Of course, she's probably not too worried about it.
She's got bank. She's not worrying about any of that.
So Bryn goes, I guess this... I won't say... who this person was.
Yeah, somebody
knows who
walks
it is.
In.
Someone spends, walked in.
And spends like 3 minutes in the store and leaves with like a huge tab, like 50 grand, and just boom.
Just like, I'll take that bag, runs a card, grabs
yeah,
the bag,
I mean,
walks
sees,
out.
She sees more celebrities than we do.
Actually. Oh, I'm sure she
in
does.
In that store. They go in and out though, you know?
Anita, probably she's working in one of those high-end places. Damn. I should send her over some of my purses and see what she thinks. Don't laugh. Don't laugh at that.
you silly
your
girl.
Your choice in cotton is just, it's lovely, Sarah.
Well, she can see your progress. Something. You did give her a purse from your first batch.
Well, because I didn't know that she was, like, so high-end.
She felt so bad afterwards.
Did she, like, throw it in the corner?
No, I'm
no.
sure she was like...
She inspected it and goes, oh, this is nice.
Mm. I'm like,
oh, bless her heart.
Exactly.
I'll tell Sarah that.
Look
I'm sure
Sarah.
It'll make her day.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And then I find out later she sells $100,000 bags.
Yeah.
I know. Like, I'm just going to go ahead and put that where it belongs.
It's one of a kind. Slap
file
stuff.
That.
Come
yes.
on.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Slap it.
You can't pay
all
for
right.
that.
All right. Listen, you guys. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's Friday.
Oh, is it time?
It is time.
Gotta get down on Friday.
I feel it. To the weekend, the weekend.
This is how we do it.
La, 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 la. Oh, easy.
There. Oh,
I'm going back to Cali.
Cali.
Cali. I'm
going back to Cali.
I don't think so.
To Cali. To Cali. To Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
Whoop. I don't think so.
Master. Master. Master of Puppets is pulling your strings. Making you do most horrible things.
Oh,
hey,
what do you say?
Well, something beautiful is coming your way.
Hose.
Make it rain on them hoes.
Hoes.
Make it rain on them hoes.
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 Somewhere there's a good time looking for me.
Me get happy hour drinks. Don't worry, I'm coming.
Nobody can say no.
Oh.
Too short.
No eating something
dangerous.
All right.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I'm also awesome. Also.
Wow.
California.
Knows how to party.
California
knows how to party.
Trying to floss.
Mm. LaVici, I was cool. And when I finally got sober, I felt 10 years older, but it was something to do.
Lived down L.A.
in Georgia.
Oh. Headed for the Frisco Bay. Why are you doing this one?
Oh, no, I wanted to mix it up.
I had nothing to live for. I feel
like nothing's
gonna come my way.
Oh, we.
I'm just a sitting on the dock of the bay,
watching the tide roll away.
Pasito.
Oh. Naruto. Delicious burrito. Yeah.
Bum bum! Bum bum!
extended.
Thursday, I don't care about you.
It's Friday.
I'm in love.
Go, Bryn, go!
Boo! That really, really brought us down.
We'll make you sweat, gonna make you grow. My wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
All right. Oh, so good. We'll be
good
back
job,
after
Bryn.
This break.
I would like you to marry me.
Murky water.
Wow, wow. Wow, wow.
I hope we do that song this weekend. Damn, I'm exhausted now. All right, so the Daenerys Targaryen story. Emilia Clarke. Has played her since 2011.
Dang, it's been that many years.
It has. Wow. I know. Well, I mean, it's the eighth season, right? Yeah. So she did an article for The New Yorker. She wrote the whole thing, and so it's all from her perspective. And it starts with, "Just when all my childhood dreams seemed to have come true, I nearly lost my mind and then my life. I've never told this story publicly, but now it's time." There were rumors about this that she vehemently denied a few years back. And she is now...
Well, she wanted to work.
Yeah.
And well, she didn't want anyone... You know, that's one of the things about acting is we get to know many of these people and their personal lives. It comes into their projects. And it I don't want to say it taints the project, but there's no question it's best if we don't know that when we see you
through.
On the screen, we're able to see that character and not see all the people you date.
I agree with you, I think that actually there are a few actors that no matter how good they are, when they come on the screen, I see them. And there are I actually feel like Tom Cruise can sometimes make me forget that it's Tom Cruise. I think he's underrated. I think that he's so Tom Cruise all the time that
he's a good action
he's
star.
A really good.
Well,
he's
I like
really
him
good.
Too.
Some of the others.
But some of these guys, you know, just the whole time, you're just like, I'm sorry, but in 12 Years a Slave, when all of a sudden Brad Pitt's there to help build a barn, I'm like, that looks like Brad Pitt.
What's Brad Pitt doing there?
It's Brad Pitt. Oh, he's going to come in and save the day, huh? Of course he is. So here's what she says. It was the beginning of 2011. This is Daenerys Targaryen, Emilia Clarke, the actress. I mean, I guess she's not really Daenerys, Khaleesi. It was the beginning of 2011. I just finished filming the first season of Game of Thrones, a new HBO series based on George R.R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire novels. So they finished filming it, hasn't even debuted yet, right? So she has no idea what's about to happen to her. With almost no professional experience behind me, I'd been given the role of Daenerys Targaryen, also known as Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, Lady of Dragonstone, Breaker of Chains, Mother of Dragons, the Unburnt.
Dear Lord.
As a young princess, Daenerys is sold in marriage to a muscle-bound Dothraki warlord named Khal Drogo. It's a long story, 8 seasons long, but suffice to say that she grows in stature and strength. She becomes a figure of power and self-possession. Before long, young girls would dress in platinum wigs and flowing robes to be Daenerys Targaryen for Halloween. And she goes on to talk more about that. And she says, on the morning of February 11th, 2011, I was getting dressed in the locker room of a gym in Crouch End, North London, when I started to feel a bad headache coming on. I was so fatigued I could barely put my sneakers on. When I started my workout, I had to force myself through the first few exercises. Then my trainer had me get into the plank position, and I immediately felt as though an elastic band were squeezing my brain. I tried to ignore the pain and push through it, but I just couldn't. I told my trainer, I have to take a break. Somehow, almost crawling, I made it to the locker room. I reached the toilet, sank to my knees, and proceeded to be violently, voluminously ill. Voluminously. Meanwhile, the pain, shooting, stabbing, constricting pain was getting worse. At some level, I knew what was happening. My brain was damaged. A woman finds her, asks her if she's okay. I don't think she even answered. The next, she has like blurry images of ambulances and other voices coming in. Finally, she says she was sent for an MRI, a brain scan. The diagnosis was quick and ominous. A subarachnoid hemorrhage, SAH, a life-threatening type of stroke caused by bleeding into the space surrounding the brain. I'd had an aneurysm, an arterial rupture. About a third of SAH patients die immediately or soon thereafter. So she remembers being told, you have to sign a release form for surgery. Brain surgery? I'm in the middle of my very busy life. I have no time for brain surgery.
Right.
So she signs. And she says it would not be my last surgery and it would not be the worst. I was 24 years old. And she goes on to, she sort of jumps back in time there and talks about her early life trying to get auditions for stuff. And then her actual, she tells the story of how she auditioned for Khaleesi. And I guess she had gone through a couple of the scenes and she said, you know, there were these tall, willowy blondes walking in here. She is kind of a curvy, dark haired British chick. And she, after she does her, and she'd been called back, so she's there for her second audition. And then they're like, well, can you do something else? She goes, what would you like? They go dance. And she does the robot. And she just kind of cracked them up. And before she even left the auditorium, they're like, you are. You're her. You got the part, lady.
Wow.
God, you're like a monkey, huh? Do something.
Right. Yeah.
Well, is there any cause?
No. Apparently... So while they're going through all this, they find another place in her brain that they're like, that is a matter. That's concerning.
Oh.
We're going to keep an eye on that.
Remember when we had that expert talk to us about aneurysms after the lead singer of Poison had it? Remember? We had
Vaguely,
that doctor
yeah.
call in. He said when he opens up a head, he often discovers two or three or four that the x-rays just didn't pick up.
Wow.
And they're on the fly like, all right, we got to fix this one. We got to. Yeah, we're
going to put a Band-Aid on
that. We're going to be here for a while.
So after this first surgery, she says, a nurse woke me, and as part of a series of cognitive exercises, she said, what's your name? My full name is Amelia Isabel Euphemia Rose Clark, but now I couldn't remember it. Instead, nonsense words tumbled out of my mouth, and I went into a blind panic. I'd never experienced fear like that, a sense of doom closing in. I could see my life ahead, and it wasn't worth living. I am an actor. I need to remember my lines. Now I can't remember my name. I was suffering from a condition called aphasia, a consequence of the trauma that the brain had suffered. So this is all part of the recovery. She was sent back to the ICU at that point, and after about a week that passed and she was able to speak, I knew my name, all five bits. But I was also aware there were people in the beds around me who didn't make it out of the ICU, and I was continually reminded of how fortunate I was. 1 month after being admitted, I left the hospital. I had press interviews to do, and in a matter of weeks, I was scheduled to be back on the set to film the next season of Game of Thrones. I went back to my life, but while in the hospital, I was told I had a smaller aneurysm on the other side of my brain, and it could pop at any time. The doctor said, though it was small, it was possible it would remain dormant and harmless indefinitely, and they would keep a careful watch. And I guess that her recovery, she was on morphine to keep the pain at bay. She told her bosses at Thrones about her condition, but she didn't want it to be public.
Mm-hmm.
And so even when it was rumored, she denied it. while I was back in New York with 5 days left on my SAG insurance, I went in for a brain scan, something I now had to do regularly. The growth on the other side of my brain had doubled in size, and the doctor said, we should take care of that. I was promised a relatively simple operation, easier than last time. Not long after, I found myself in a fancy pants private room at a Manhattan hospital. My parents were there. See you in 2 hours, my mother said, and off I went for surgery. And there was a problem. When they woke me, I was screaming in pain. The procedure had failed. I had a massive bleed, and the doctors made it plain my chances of surviving were precarious if they didn't operate again. This time, they needed to access my brain in the old-fashioned way through my skull, and it had to happen right now. I emerged from the operation with a drain coming out of my head. Bits of my skull had been replaced by titanium. These days, you can't see the scar that curves from my scalp to my ear. But I didn't know at first it wouldn't be visible, and I'm sure her hair was completely gone.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been easy to wear those wigs.
Yeah.
And now she's several years past that, and clearly she's recovered. But Jesus, I mean, I had no idea she was going through all that.
Yeah.
So it sounds so traumatic.
Well, she pulled it, didn't she?
She sure did. Yeah. She did. She is. To me, her, Tyrion, Arya. Everybody else can die on that, and everyone else probably will die, and probably they'll die too. But they're my favorites. I can't wait. I'm actually both longing for the final season of Game of Thrones and dreading it because I'm going to be so sad when it's over. Mm-hmm. And I feel like six episodes isn't enough to
I know what you mean.
Wrap it all up.
I've thought about starting the show over to be to try and time it to get into the new stuff. I don't think I'll make it if I start now.
If you'd really have to pack a lot of episodes, what are there? Almost 70 episodes.
So you'd I'll wait till I watch this last season and then do the whole thing again someday.
Before, maybe two seasons ago, we wound up, because my younger son had never seen any of it, and so we watched it again with him. And there really is so much foreshadowing that you only know about because you know what's coming. It was worth watching again. I really found myself.
I'm sure you're picking up a lot more in the second viewing.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Definitely.
Because I'm missing tons of stuff.
Yeah.
In the first viewing.
73 episodes.
73 episodes right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd never make
well,
it.
Well, let's see. Hold on.
I think it'll
season
be
eight.
Yeah, it'll be 73 total when it's done. Because they only did seven episodes last season, right?
Seven episodes last season, yes.
And then six this season. Oh, only six. Ah, it's a ripoff.
Yeah. Do you think the episodes will be an hour and 15 minutes each?
No, they're actually they're actually saying people who are expecting a feature length episode for each one of these are going to be disappointed that they're going to be, around an hour.
Look, I like the show, but I'm really not kidding. There's a lot of push episodes. They do a lot of
This time. They can't possibly.
There's a lot of push episodes where you're like, nothing happened.
No, but now they only have six episodes to fit it all in. Stuff has to happen every second.
And I'm not going to disagree with you, and I hope you're right, but for them to be doing more time than the hour, not a chance.
Right. That last episode I'm hearing is going to be, 120, something like that.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, still, it's better than, 52 minutes or whatever.
I heard they're spending $10 million on each episode. Like, each episode's just going to be incredible.
Well, you heard that one. They're saying it took them, 55 nights to film this one battle scene.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they had to shoot it at night. And it was just...
Back to that lady who brought all this up. Isn't it sad how we identify so much with our careers that there she is... Not able to, and she's saying, my life's over if I can't remember lines.
If I can't do what I want to do.
And I'm sure that's the same for all the athletes who've had career-ending injuries or thought that they did.
Because it changes your whole, the way you look at the projection forward of your life. Like, no, I'm going to be a football star.
Or how you identify yourself.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Who am I if I'm not a football star or an actress or whatever?
Trippy, huh?
It's rough.
And I think that most people find there's so much more to life than just the one thing.
Right.
But the only chance you had at ever having success at it was to pour all of you into it.
Right. And that's what you had to do, and now you've got to find the strength to find the other parts of you.
Lucky she didn't have to.
Right. Mm. Lucky for all of us, too, because she is so great in that role.
Yeah, she is.
Absolutely great. Okay, what's coming from the news, Ben?
I got a proposal that's pretty fun. How much you need for a home purchase to put down. It's like,
good luck.
It's bad news. And more after these.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:39 and it is Friday. We're just talking about Game of Thrones. Daenerys, the woman who plays Daenerys Targaryen, Emilia Clarke, has come out and talked about these aneurysms that she had. And we got to talking about how long the episodes are going to be. And a texter, I have a couple conflicting things, but I will say this, that the lengths are longer than normal.
The third episode.
Well,
praise the Lord.
Here's the thing. That's the one that's really got the big difference. So the texter and then the Game of Thrones website, it looks like, agree that episode one is 54 minutes. Episode two, 58 minutes. Here's where they depart. Episode three, according to this texter, they're saying it's 1 hour. This one's saying it's 1 hour 22, making it the longest one. I got an hour, and then they agree on the rest, an hour 18, an hour 20, and an hour 20. Those are the supposed lengths.
All right.
Looks like at least one of these people has it right. I'm going to go with the one that has the longer episode. For
me too.
Yeah, I think that's the one that we should go with. So Game of Thrones, everybody, buckle your seatbelts. It's right around the corner.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. There's an app called Radio.com.
Oh.
And when you get the app, you can listen to this show.
So I don't type in Radio.com as like a URL.
No, it's an app.
You can, though, if you want to.
Oh, does that also say so I can just listen on my computer?
That's correct.
But then if I want the app, I got to go to the App Store.
Or Google Play, yes.
Yes, one of those. App Store, Google Play. Okay.
It's an app. Get it, and then you can listen to this show.
Anywhere you are in the whole wide world.
Radio.com, right. Here's what's happening. March Madness continues today, which is fun if you've got the time. It's certainly
sure.
One of the best sort of post-seasons in the history of sports. It's pretty great. I'm missing it, but have fun out there.
Yeah. Well, you have a
I'm busy.
A baby.
Right.
A baby.
And probably it'll be crowded downtown San Jose.
Right,
oh,
because
yeah.
Some of the games are being played in the Bay Area. Apple has a big thing announcement happening on Monday.
Oh.
Some are saying they plan to launch, and it's been like a very badly kept secret. I've never heard it, but they plan to announce streaming service.
Okay.
So I don't know. Is it the return of the iPod? No, probably not. But, right. You know, is it a new phone? I don't know.
So they're saying that this is
could be streaming service.
A monthly fee thing that you'll... Because Comcast... I was just reading the story about Comcast. They mentioned this Apple thing. So maybe that's the badly kept secret out of the whole thing. Like that Comcast will do the same thing. Like for $5 a month, you have access to all these individual shows you can download and stream. So I don't know. But
Monday.
People are trying to, you know, jump on this as fast as they can.
That
scared the living bejesus out of me.
It's the Apple.
Does anyone ever hear that anymore?
No.
Well, I never turn my computer off.
Right.
I probably should.
So anyway, big announcement on Monday from Apple at 10 o'clock, everyone.
Right. Can't wait to hear what it'll be. I feel like I already pay them enough money for all these subscriptions I got.
Mm-hmm. It's the worst part of all the great stuff on offer right now is you actually do start to wonder, where am I? What I have... The Chronicle, the Merc.
Yeah.
So just in news services here locally, I've got those two.
Right.
Monthly bills. And then I don't even know.
Pay for the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times.
Oh, you do on top? Oh.
Yes. I don't pay for any local papers.
Oh.
You know why? Because I usually see the stuff because of your subscriptions. And then... All of the streaming services, all the music services, it's getting out of control.
Well, that's the problem and you don't even, sometimes.
I don't even want most of the stuff.
Who has time to consume all that?
Nobody.
Right.
I don't want to spend my time consuming all that. I'm actually waiting for my credit card to expire so that, you know, I don't.
Some stuff will drop off.
Some stuff will just drop off.
And you'll find out what you really need.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. The Raiders have gotten final approval for their lease to remain in Oakland for at least one more season, everyone.
Fantastic.
So all that jive last year about this could be the last game.
Yeah, quick.
Let's get out there. Nope, you got another season.
Yeah, no.
So congratulations if you're a Raiders fan. One more season in Oakland. Maybe two, depending on whether or not their new home in Vegas is finished. I'm sure they're trying to break world records.
In getting that sucker erected, huh?
Well, look, I mean...
We need a fast erection here.
I've never played...
Let's get this thing going. Shoot for the stars, guys!
You're fun.
I know.
I forgot what I was thinking about. Oh, I've never played football, but I would feel badly about playing sort of lame duck seasons.
Yes.
It would be a problem for me... To find
Come on,
myself
support us. We're leaving.
On not only playing where there's baseball field on half your football field, which is an issue in my opinion, just because you don't feel like
it's your field,
right? And I got brick dust all over me and a bunch of bloody marks from where I fell. Ow! As if it doesn't hurt bad enough to get stuck by some huge guy who you didn't see coming.
Right.
You also got blood. Anyway, I just feel like that's a bummer for the pros who only have a limited career as it is, and they're spending. I imagine they're wanting to be.
They
in want Vegas to
get there
too.
And get settled. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. So there's that.
Okay.
I thought this was interesting. I won't do them all because there's too many, but here's your headline. People are sharing the basic rules of etiquette that get broken every day. Here are some of the etiquette rules that we should be following.
Okay.
Let others off before you get on the damn elevator.
Yes. Please do. Oh, and that applies to the bus and the train as well.
And doorways in general.
Right.
If someone's coming out, let them leave. Mm-hmm. Then you go in.
Right.
I think the rule for the elevator translates to everything. The grocery store, whatever. If someone's trying to leave, step aside and let them out.
Or public transportation. Yes. Let the people
whatever.
Out
whatever. Let them out. And then you go through.
Well, the problem is we're looking at our hands and we heard the ding of the elevator. Seems like it's open. I'm walking in. Boom. How many? And that person's in the elevator reading their hand, too. So right. Everyone just collides.
Mm-hmm. When walking with several friends on a sidewalk, pair up two by two instead of everyone walking in a wall down the sidewalk and making everyone jump into the street.
Yeah, why do people? I really don't understand that one. People just come into, I'm like, hello, I'm here. Red Rover, Red Rover, I'm going to crash through your line.
It's shocking how inconsiderate people can be when walking public.
Right? It's not your sidewalk.
Two by two.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
And I get in some cases you're a family and you've got your kids and you don't want to. Okay, one adult with one kid.
Right.
And then
walk single file. Put an adult at each end.
However you got to do it, but you don't have to go as a wall moving in one in unison down the sidewalk. I thought that was really.
It's an obvious one. It's no brainer. And yet people don't do that.
So that everyone walking can pass you.
Yeah.
Oh, here's headphones aren't optional in a public space. No one wants to hear your music or your video clip. Headphones,
put your headphones
in a public
on.
Space.
Put them on just if you don't want to talk to anybody, too. It's helpful.
I love this one, but it's the one that just isn't going to be possible. And they even cuss in this, but I won't cuss.
Okay.
Be aware of your surroundings when walking in crowded areas. At all times.
Keep your head on a swivel. Let's look around and not run into anybody.
Or stopping.
Right.
Don't stop short when everyone else is moving forward.
Amen. I love these etiquette
rules.
It's
pretty funny that this stuff is really
it's not even etiquette, it's
general
just common
knowledge.
Sense,
it
right.
should be. Right. You're right.
Be aware of other people.
Oh, this one we talked about just, I think you were out. When someone shows you a picture on their phone, don't swipe left or right.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Don't do it.
As we've noticed.
I've done that.
Many people are having fun with their phone, even the ones you wouldn't suspect, like Jeff Bezos. Mm. And even he has either boner shots or spread eagle. Yeah. What did you say? Spread eagle shot
spread
of that
eagle.
Girl he's dating?
Right.
Either way, don't flip right or left.
Also, know how to work your Google Home Hub before you take naked pictures of yourself.
Oh, no.
I don't really know how to work my thing, and I've been noticing that, you know, thank goodness I'm not in the period of my life where I'm taking those kind of pictures because, man, everything pops right up. Huh. I get a picture of, like, you know, how bad my chin looks or, you know, just, and all this just stuff pops up. I'm like, oh, look at that.
Yeah,
well,
you can designate what gets
I
shown
need to
there.
You need to show me how to do that.
It's not that hard.
I assume it isn't, and yet somehow I haven't figured it out yet.
On the list of common etiquette rules we should all be following, don't touch people unless they say it's okay.
Mm. I am a person who will reach, if I'm talking to someone, I'll reach out and grab a forearm or something. Mm-hmm.
Or punch them.
No, I'm not going to punch
what
anybody.
What are you talking about?
Why don't
we all
someone?
Watched you punch that guy at the card table in Tahoe.
Stop it.
You
I
punched
was,
him
I
at least
I was very
five.
Lightly touching his arm.
He got up and left.
It wasn't a punch. It was like, hey, isn't this fun?
Yeah. He
how was I supposed to know his whole arm was mangled? He had a shirt on.
It wasn't mangled. He just didn't want you punching him.
No, he had all those bruises on his. He showed me. He goes, stop it. I'm like, oh, sorry. Oops. Hey, look. Oh, oops.
He had bruises on him?
Yeah, no, not from me.
Yeah, from you.
No.
Yes.
Stop it. All right, PETA. Thank
these are,
you.
These are common etiquette
punch
rules.
Anybody.
If
I don't
you
do
didn't
that.
Know, if these are news to you, now you know. And people you know,
yeah,
will like
touch
you
anyone.
More as you behave yourself.
And also, you know, please, no more Greek kisses. I just don't want that. I don't want your cold. I don't want your
What's
wet
a
lips
kiss?
On me. A greet. Kiss.
Oh, greet.
No,
I'm like,
don't
Greek?
Kiss me.
I know. I was thinking Greek.
I've heard
that?
Of the French kissing, but no. What's this new Greek kissing?
It's on the butt.
So I don't want that, you know. Just
I like that.
Can we just say hi and, you know, if I know you well, how about a little hug? I don't want to get much mouth on me.
That's what we call it, Greek kissing, huh?
I don't know, Vin. You can call it whatever you want.
Well, I thought it was a salad thing, but yeah. Okay. When staying as a guest with friends or family, pick up after yourself, help clean the dishes, and offer to buy them a meal or buy some beer to say thank you.
Huh. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Be a good guest.
Yeah, be a good guest. And also, 4 days max.
Get out.
4 days max. Having another family staying with you for longer than 4 days, too much. Too much.
Here's one. Call before you come.
Yes.
Don't just pop over.
No, the pop over is unwelcome.
Call or text before you come.
We've all got our phone in our hand. Just say, hey, are you busy right now? I want to come over.
Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
That's enough general public improvement for now.
Yes.
I'll do a story.
Save that. We should do more of those. Just every now and then slip one in. I like those.
You like that?
Yeah, it's pretty good, Ben. Today's general public consideration.
Mm-hmm. Back in 98, a guy from New Hampshire named Mark DeAngelis proposed to his wife in a pretty unique way. He dressed up as the Easter Bunny.
Oh.
Surprised her at an Easter egg hunt. And then got down on one knee.
Oh, did he open up an egg? That's adorbs.
He just recreated it for their 20th anniversary. She was on vacation in Florida with their two daughters and flew home on Tuesday. So he got a new Easter Bunny costume and waited at the airport with balloons.
That's very cute.
His wife's name is Jolene.
Jolene.
It's the name of my van.
Jolene. I forgot about that. Jolene.
Jolene. As soon as she saw him in the costume, she knew it was him and started cracking up. Then he popped off the bunny head, got down on one knee, and re-proposed to her with a new ring.
Oh, new ring, a 20th anniversary ring.
He got her a platinum one because it's traditional 20th anniversary gift.
Oh, is that so?
I guess. Hmm. And he put it in a giant silver egg for her to open.
That's adorable.
Jolene
That's really
told
sweet.
The local news that she was shocked.
Oh, the news got in on this. Well, I guess how else would we have heard of it, right?
She also talked about what a great husband and dad Mark's been all these years.
Oh, there's nothing like a happy marriage. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
What's the line about Mark?
What? Mark? I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
No, the stupid movie that you guys made us all talk about.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Oh.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah, what about it?
He's Mark.
Oh, he's that
this
Mark?
This guy's name is Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
I did not hit her.
I did not hit her. So funny. That's
you guys were so into that.
I love
hi,
that
Mark.
Movie.
Yeah.
We just watched it again recently. When,
oh, my God. You
wait.
Did?
True.
The actual movie or the recreation?
No, the actual movie. The recreation they did is fine, but the actual movie is just so genius. It's so stupid.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I don't want to talk about it. So, anyway, how's your sex life?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Even ways... that's not going to make sense. But they were laughing about you and your crotch nasties.
Oh.
Sarah doesn't have crotch nasties, and it's weird to hear her talking like, not that I know from actual experience, but I have known you 20 years,
yeah.
And I would imagine...
If I had crotch nasties, you probably know.
...seen something crawl yeah. away from you.
23 years, by the way, Vinny.
Whatever the case
no,
may be.
No, it's that, the pants that you're wearing are the shield between you and the dirt in the world. I mean, like, you're sitting on all manner of... even this chair is super questionable. Like... I feel that
there's a reason I call denim America's napkin. It's something
because you wipe your hands on it and then never wash it.
It can take
it. You're turning them into garbage by wiping ketchup on them.
What I've said many years is it's my dirt, not it's the other dirt I'm wearing. It's that hotel.
Yeah.
where you go.
This is a guy,
and
right, who brings a bed condom to a hotel
all
with him.
The stuff's
but where
gone
are the
down.
Pants that he's been sitting on the public transport?
Because I've been
in
with these
car.
Pants. I know where they went.
Yeah, but you don't know what's. If we hear all these things, you should use a black light on everything you sit on.
Remember the newscaster and the way he died?
I was thinking the exact same thing right now.
That's what I'm worried about.
That's
I'm not worried about my
rooms.
Jeans. The hotel room thing, that's.
Sit on some meth. Sit on some crack cocaine.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Sit on every pharmaceutical drug in the world.
And then this happened.
I know.
And then he dies.
Sophisticated. Right.
415 says, I love playing T-ball. It's amazing to hear. I started playing softball when I was her age and played through college. It's still one of my biggest passions and taught me so much about teamwork and working with others. Also gave me my sister something to bond over. Oh, me and my sister something to bond over. We have the same age difference as Isla and Edie. Oh.
I love my sister.
That's nice.
She's the best.
What? You don't really love Tina
it's
that much,
Juliana
do you?
Hatfield, my sister. Yeah, it is. It's a great song.
But do you love Tina?
I love Tina.
You
oh,
do?
My God. My sister? I love my sister. The other line is, I hate my sister. She's such a bitch.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, you have a love-hate relationship with your siblings. Your girls will, too, probably. Although, hopefully, they'll just love each other.
I hope
Wouldn't
so.
That be so great?
Well, that was the whole point.
She's following me everywhere I go. There she is. Get away.
Uh-oh.
I love her so much. I just want to be with her. She hates me. My sister, she's such a bitch.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The new music, Vinny.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.